Nationally, statistics show that rural students attend and complete four-year colleges at lower rates than their urban and suburban counterparts. In Pennsylvania, rural students face two big obstacles, cost and access. As Keystone Crossroads' Min Xian reports, there's a new school in the northern tier of the state that's out to change that.
Kathy Wells started her career early. She didn't get a chance to go to college after graduating high school in rural northwestern Pennsylvania.
You know, large family, small area. You know, you work. You don't go to school. So
now, 48, Wells is an administrative assistant for the school district in Forest County. It's one of the most remote areas of the state. A few years ago, she decided she wanted to get her associate's degree, but she faced an obstacle common for some parts of the area where you could go more than 70 miles before finding a college campus. That's when she learned about Northern Pennsylvania Regional College.
It's a challenge, but I'm enjoying it. The course that I'm doing right now, since I've been in the accounting field my whole life, I'm understanding what I'm learning, and it's benefiting more of my ability to perform in my job now.
The two-year regional college is not like typical schools. It has what it calls a non-traditional delivery system. Instead of having one central campus where all students go, there's a network of satellite classrooms in schools or libraries across the region where students and instructors are connected through real-time video conferencing.
Now, if you want to look at these when we're done with tonight's class, all this material is on the Gannon Blackboard.
On a recent open house, IT specialist Gary Saltel showcased how multiple classrooms interact with each other.
But these little screens down here are the classroom sites where students are connecting.
The college now has 18 classroom locations across 9 northern counties, including Warren, McKean, Potter, and Erie. For Wells, that convenience is key. She prefers a physical environment over an online program, which she says keeps her disciplined with her studies. And since the college has a classroom location at the school district, she doesn't have to travel for many of her classes.
For me, I usually just stay here and do my homework or do reading or whatever between work life and school life. I'm able to organize my schedule like that.
The college's founding president, Joseph Nairn, says satellite classrooms also make the college more affordable.
We've taken away is all of that additional expense that students often incur. We're not supporting a residence hall system. We're not supporting a food service. We don't have a gymnasium or physical plant to manage.
The rising cost of college tuition can be daunting for many families, especially those in rural areas that have seen jobs and opportunities leave. Dr. Kai Shaft is with the Center on Rural Education and Communities at Penn State.
Logistically, it's just more difficult for rural students to go to college or to go to university because of the distance that they have to travel and the costs that are associated with that.
Having a more affordable college option means a lot to Margot Lausenheiser. She's currently a senior at a high school in Warren County, doing a dual enrollment program at the regional college. Lausenheiser pays $60 per credit hour at MPRC for dual enrollment, about 1/7 of what she would have paid for a similar program she considered.
And this is way cheaper than that.
She says it's also easy to learn using technology, and just because this is different doesn't mean it's less of a college experience.
You can see them, you can interact with them, you can talk to them just like you normally would, just you have to press a button.
Back in Forest County, Kathy Wells says she feels confident taking on more responsibility at work as she learns new skills.
Being able to get the degree at this later stage, that is actually kind of a life-building experience as well.
Kai Shaft cautions that while programs like this could get more rural students to attend college, the question of whether students can use their education in the region remains open.
There are some questions about whether these are degrees that can actually be used in the home environment.
Shaft says if rural students are not able to utilize their degrees in the area, it's likely they will move away to seek employment, which could accelerate rural population loss. I'm Min Qian, Keystone Crossroads.